This show is a Hopful Media podcast production. Hello, everyone. Welcome to a History of Persia supporters bonus episode. For this episode, I want to do something a bit different and give my pitches for some movies set in the Achaemenid period. Because in at least Western cinema, our options are a vague homage to events not even featuring the Persians themselves as the best option, and 300 is the most famous option. It's not hard to come up with something better. Of course, my ideas are going to be a lot more historically informed than most scriptwriters or pop novelists would ever come up with. That is sort of unavoidable given my background. However, I think it's important to address the one cardinal rule that every historian and internet pedant should adopt for historical fiction. It is still fiction. There's nothing wrong with bending history around your preferred plot, even if it doesn't make perfect sense with the source material. It's the same rules that go into making a good adaptation of a novel or, you know, any kind of media from one into another. It's just that the source media here is real life. Planning a trip this year? Imagine how much richer your travel experience could be if you could speak the local language. With Rosetta Stone, you'll gain the confidence to have real conversations and create deeper connections wherever you'll go. Rosetta Stone is the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years. Their immersive intuitive method helps you naturally absorb and retain your new language, on desktop or mobile, whenever and wherever it fits your summer schedule. I don't have travel plans this summer, but the season has me in the mood for preparing. I've been to Mexico several times, and still mostly just know no habla. So I want to brush up for next time with bite-sized lessons. With 25 languages from Spanish to Persian to French and Japanese, that's a lot of you can learn faster and retain longer from. Rosetta Stone immerses you in your new language naturally, helping you think and communicate with confidence using an intuitive learning process without English translation. The built-in True Accent speech recognition technology provides real-time feedback, helping you sound more natural. And you can do this anytime, anywhere, with lessons from your desktop or mobile app. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. History of Persia listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/today to get started and claim your 50% off today. Don't miss out. Go to rosettastone.com/today and start learning today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Pitch number 3, and bear with me, a Disney princess movie featuring Cyrus the Great. I can see your faces reacting even as I'm writing this, but seriously, hear me out. Most Disney princess movies have some sort of at least vaguely historical setting, some original folklore that they just shred to pieces and compress into a Disney mold, and very little regard for accuracy. It's the perfect medium here. nobody is expecting Disney to be a source of historically accurate information. But plenty of Disney movies inspire kids to get more interested in the period that they depict. Trust me, when I was a kid, I would watch the entirety of Sleeping Beauty on repeat just to get to the part with the dragon slaying, because I instantly recognized that a magic sword versus a huge black dragon was badass as hell. There's a whole genre of young classicists out there working in academia right now who started with Disney's Hercules. We all know they're not historically accurate. It's not the point. That's why this is the perfect place to take a little bit of real history, a little bit of Cyripedia, and a big old helping of Disney magic and mash it all together. But I did say this was a princess movie. So we start in the Babylonian city of Ur, or maybe less accurately just in Babylon itself, with Princess Enigaldi Nana, or just Enigaldi. I did mention her in the main show way back when Cyrus was conquering Babylon around episodes 7 and 8, but if you need a refresher, she was the daughter of Nabonidus, the last Babylonian king, and she was the high priestess of the temple of the moon god Sin in the city of Ur. Babylonian princesses were often given this position, and it was extra important during Nabonidus's time because Sin was his family god. Nabonidus's mother was even a priestess of Sin in the city of Haran, where she had raised the king while his father was busy serving in the army under Nebuchadnezzar II. Nabonidus and Enigaldi are somewhat famous in pop history as the world's first known archaeologist and museum curator. Nabonidus had teams of excavators seeking out artifacts from earlier ages of Mesopotamian history, trying their best to identify them, and then he stored them at the temple in Ur. There, Enigaldi was in charge of curating them with labels, public displays, the whole bit. Of course, Nabonidus is also remembered for basically abandoning his kingdom with a 10-year meditation retreat in Arabia, and also for stealing the cult idols from other cities when he came back and getting defeated by Cyrus the Great. Some of you might see where I'm going with this. A princess is sent off to work in a temple far away from her family where she starts doing some nerdy academic work, with a father who's best known for going a little crazy, and a brother, Belshazzar, best known from the Bible for seeing ghostly hands putting the writing on the wall. Twist the narrative a bit to make Nabonidus a stepfather, or better yet, put him under the spell of their priestess grandmother, who was supposedly 102 years old and alive during her son's reign, and you've got yourself a Disney princess. We don't know what became of Enigaldi after her father was defeated by Cyrus in history. The most likely thing is that she's just left to tend the temple for the rest of her life. But it's not a huge stretch of the imagination to say that she married Cyrus to solidify his rule over Babylon, given that he did that in several other kingdoms. So what if we make Cyrus the dashing prince who sweeps in and rescues Disney's Enigaldi? Of course, these children's movies don't usually mix and match terminology by having their princess marry people who are already kings, but that's easy to fix. You just go with the Cyripedia version of things where Cyrus is still a prince of the Median Empire who has to convince Astyages to get involved in Babylon. Heck, you could pull some notes from John Banks' Cyrus play and somehow make Temiris involved on Nabonidus' side too. Why not? Historical accuracy is not the name of the game with this one. Or if you want to go full Disneyfication of a really dark original story, keep Cyrus as king, and make Cambyses the dashing hero. Honestly, I would pay to see the, well, actually, Cambyses was a monster articles that we would get out of that. So to recap, 102-year-old spooky priestess grandmother, sort of crazy king father, Princess Enigaldi, the bookish nerd girl who is forced to live in a temple because that's just what princesses do, and a prince of Persia who can sweep in and help her escape circumstance. Mickey, call me. That's basically all I've got. This one was shorter, but I would love to see some comments with your thoughts under this post. Until next time, thank you all so much for supporting the History of Persia.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like opening the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at BetterHelp.com.